You're waking up with two chicks and a mic. Mornings on 92.9 The Beat.
We are off in dreamland this morning, Hollywoodland, pretending we're friends with celebrities. We're curious to know if you could befriend one celebrity, who would it be and why? But say you get an entire afternoon to spend with one celebrity, the celebrity of your dreams, who would you spend it with? And more importantly, what would you guys do? Who would you want to spend the day with, Tiffany?
Chris Pratt.
Yes, he's so good looking. He's so funny.
So much. And my son is obsessed with the movie Jurassic World, and he's watching it all the time. And I'm like, you know what? It's okay.
Yes, I love that answer. I would totally want to spend, you know, any amount of time with Chris Pratt.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I would want him to, like, take me to the zoo or something so that way we can feel like we're at Jurassic Park, but not really.
Oh, my gosh. I love that so much. What about you? Like, who's a celeb that you would love to hang out with other than Chris Pratt?
Well, of course, like, this is such a hard question, and I'm totally torn, but my heart is telling me to say Dolly Parton.
Really?
Oh, Dolly, I mean, she has seen it and done it all. She would have great advice, like life advice. She'd have great career advice. She'd have great love advice because, you know, she's made her marriage work with her husband all these years. So there's a lot I could learn from Dolly. Plus, I just think that she would be so much fun. She doesn't take herself too seriously. So this is what I would love to do with her. When Dolly and I have our day together, I want to go to Nashville with her and like party in Nashville. We can get our day drink on. You know, she'll take me to all her favorite spots off the beaten path. We're going to go to old recording studios. She's going to give me a personal tour. Like, maybe we'll even swing by and see some of her famous friends. Like, I don't know where the day will take us. Oh, maybe she'll show me her tats. Because did you hear she admitted that she has some tattoos?
What? No, I did not know that.
Yeah, Dolly's got tats and I want to see him. And she'll show me when we spend our make-believe day together.
Yeah. Okay, you have like a really perfect day planned out.
I know. I hope this comes true someday.
Yeah.
He's always irritated and he's always angry. 92.9 The Beat's Millennial Madness with our engineer, Corbin.
You already know that we're green. We are bringing back the houseplant because they require less attention than other living beings like pets and kids. We're just trying to keep plants alive.
I could see that. You know, I got a chia pet. Of course, it's a Donald Trump one. Of course,
oh my God,
you know.
Obviously.
I mean, it's just like having the president right there.
That hair.
I know it. But doing green things, there's nothing wrong with that. Didn't you all get into the real Christmas trees this year? This past year?
Yeah.
You all did that. Now, I mean, I know y'all forgot to water them and they were like dying and all the little needles were just falling off in the floor. Then y'all had to vacuum, which is probably kind of unusual, for the simple fact that y'all try to figure out how to run the vacuum there. But
you're on the roll, but
y'all need to get some plants that are, kind of low maintenance, basically, where all you got to do is water them. Ferns are always good right there.
Do you have a green thumb?
Do I have a green thumb?
Yeah.
No. I got a Sam's thumb. I go out to Sam's and that's where I buy my stuff right there. So,
okay.
So you're contributing to the economy kind
that's
of thing.
Your green
right?
thumb.
That is my green thumb right there.
And now, 92.9 The Beat's Millennial Word of the Week.
Swole.
Swole?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's actually happened to my thumb every once in a while. When you smack it, it'll start to swell up. Sometimes if you have allergies, Zyrtec and Claritin, things like that.
Okay.
Zyrtec once a day will help you if you have allergies.
Help keep the swole away.
Swole down. Cats.
All right. Swole means...
I never have a trouble. Nobody ever has been allergic trouble to dogs right there.
But
cats, oh my God, your eyes will just swell up.
Okay. Swole means someone who works out. So you would be like, oh, he's swole.
Oh, well, I mean, look at me. I'm swole right here, Look at these guns right here. Once you get past the gut right there, but that's part of the swole as well. I mean, let's just be real. I get this part up here from working out. I get the other part from working out at the buffets.
Ooh.
Both are actually lifting things.
92.9 The Beat's Millennial Madness with our engineer, Corbin.
Back in October, a super cute trio was born at the Dickerson Park Zoo. Three little baby cheetah cubs.
Aww.
They are, without a doubt, the cutest things I have ever seen. Have
Have you seen the pictures? I watched a video the other day. They were out in the yard running around. They're so little.
Oh, I could cry because they're just so cute. Well, the zoo decided to use this as a fundraising opportunity and did something pretty cool. For the past month or so, you could vote on a name for the cubs with a $5 donation. This was a fun little way to get the public involved, have some fun, but also to raise some funds for the animal hospital there so they can make some much needed upgrades. Well, the votes are in and the cubs have names. Are you ready?
Oh, yes.
Okay. We've got Crocker, Art, and Faith.
Oh, I like those. Those are fun and silly.
Yeah, which Mike Crocker is the zoo director. He's been there like 40 plus years. So this is the first animal named after him.
That's right.
Yeah. So Crocker and Art are the twin boys and then Faith is the sister. I love those names, though. If you could have access to any animal at the zoo for a day to play with, what would it be?
Ooh, well, I would say some sort of primate. It would be fun. We could like do each other's hair and pick each other for fleas.
like a monkey?
Yeah. Give each other hugs.
I like how that's your selling point. Like, we could pick each other for fleas.
Yeah, we can do each other's hair.
Oh my gosh, that's funny. I would say either lion cubs or cheetah cubs, obviously, because
yeah,
they're
cute.
Both furry and adorable. And seriously, Dickerson Park Zoo, if you are listening, I volunteer to help feed these guys or do whatever you need. Just let me touch it. The babies aren't on exhibit yet, but soon we'll let you know when we get more details.
Here are your weekend picks on 92.9 The Beat.
All right, movies in theaters. You can catch new releases like Let Him Go. That's the one with Kevin Costner and Diane Lane. Freaky and Tenet. Those are all at the AMC Springfield 11 this weekend, which is really the only movie theater that's open right now. They're also showing classics like Toy Story and The Santa Claus because tis the season. But also, we want to know, has anyone tried renting the AMC Springfield 11? Because you can do that now. I want to hear from someone who's done it. 447-9290. The Galois is also showing Dirty Dancing at 8 o'clock tonight. That's part of their Friday film series. When it comes to streaming, Christmas is now streaming. Dolly Parton has Christmas on the Square that drops on Netflix this weekend. I love everything that Dolly Parton does, so that should be good. And the new show Big Sky premieres on Hulu this weekend. Amber, have you heard about it?
No, I haven't. What's it about?
I've seen a couple previews for it. It stars Ryan Phillippe. It's a story about two girls who get kidnapped on a remote Montana highway.
You know what? I have seen previews for that. It looks good.
It's also done by the person who did Big Little Lies, which starred Ryan Phillippe's ex, Reese Witherspoon. That's a weird connection. Also, episode 4 of The Mandalorian drops today on Disney Plus, and I know people are freaking out about The Mandalorian. Baby Yoda, okay? Enough
Baby
said.
Baby Yoda! Oh my gosh, so cute. There's lots going on this weekend, too. For starters, how about some live music?
Yeah.
Tonight at Great Escape, our boy Justin Larkin is going to be playing at 7 o'clock, so enjoy some tunes and brews to kickstart your weekend. And then tomorrow, it's Bark at the Park at the Route 66 Food Truck Park. They are inviting you and your furry friends to come visit, maybe get some food, some drinks, hang out, because Have a Heart Rescue is going to be there, so you can meet them, and they're a really great cause. They rescue and rehabilitate abandoned and abused dogs.
Aww.
So you can go learn a little bit about their rescue and enjoy some great food with your furry friends. Also, you know, we're getting closer. We're just over a month away from Christmas and Santa is coming to town. The city of Springfield has teamed up with Hotel V and Systematic Bank for the first ever Selfies with Santa holiday experience. So this is really cool. It's like a drive-through, so you can drive through the Winter Wonderland tunnel, and at the end of it, you'll see Santa and Mrs. Claus, and then you can take a socially distanced selfie, and there's also a toy drive going on for Habitat for Humanity. Lauren, you're going to be out at this, right?
Yes, I can't wait to see this tunnel. You know, it's that tunnel that's right there kind of by the Outland. It's going to be all decked out Winter Wonderland, and yes, Santa and Mrs. Claus are going to be at the end of it. I'm ready to get cheery and merry and bright.
Oh, that is so awesome. The event starts at 8 after the mayor's tree lighting ceremony, which that is going to be on KY3 this year instead of in person. So make sure you are tuned in to that. So watch the tree lighting. And believe it or not, the drive-in in Carthage is still open. You can catch a double feature of Polar Express and Christmas Vacation. Like, how perfect.
Yeah.
The gates open at 5:30 and showtime is 6:30. So tons of options for your winter weekend.
Yeah. Christmas has arrived here in the Ozarks. parks. If you missed any of your weekend picks, you can find them over on our app, 92.9 The Beat.